All right, here we go. This is a special edition of Discussions. We're focusing on the only topic today, that Rona.
Rona, man.
All right. Everybody's got it, apparently, because no one knows how to wash their goddamn hands. But never fear, because we like to take care of everybody here at Discussions at Link Studios in Somerville, South Carolina. And we have a special guest, somebody who works in the healthcare field and who's going to be able to actually let us guide us a little bit and figure out what's going on. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name is Marsh, and I am a nurse.
We got Marsh Mathers. My name is who? My name is
who? Mike Jones.
Some shade.
All right. So she is actually a nurse. And she's basically boots on the ground. She's been dealing with this here in South Carolina since it got started, right?
Yeah, pretty much since it began.
Y'all wear boots though? I thought y'all wore heels. All the ones on the sexy TV shows wear heels.
Yeah, that's TV. We don't wear those. And my feet can't take it.
I watched the video the other night. The nurse, she was wearing heels. She wasn't standing very long though.
Okay.
That's called Pornhub, yeah.
Well, listen, whatever she was trying to do, she got the job done. That guy seemed very satisfied at the end.
You know, nurses aim to please.
All right, his HMO is the shit, basically. Yeah, the HMO take out the M.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so you're a nurse. How long have you been in the nursing field?
I've been in the nursing field. It will be, I'll say 5 years if we count everything in totality, but I became a nurse in 2018.
Okay, so explain that.
What do you mean, in the totality?
Yeah, the difference between the totality and not totality. Totality.
Okay, so when I say in its totality, I was an at-home caregiver.
Okay.
For several years doing CNA type of work. Then I went on to nursing school, which of course you're in the hospitals then. So you could actually kind of count that as more experience, but I became an official licensed nurse in 2018 after I graduated.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what made you choose that field?
What made me choose that field?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a car accident when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and a nurse actually pulled over and kind of saved my grandmother's life, so I was always interested in it.
So you've just been inspired.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I saw a guy get hit by a car, and I couldn't do anything, so it was like, listen, I don't like powerlessness.
No, I'm the same way. I hate feeling like I'm out of control.
Yeah, like, I am a Virgo, and we are control freaks.
I'm a Virgo, and I'm a control freak, except for sometimes when I pay, don't pay, but I need to be tied up and whipped a little bit.
So,
all right, I'm going back to my corner.
Now, my question to you is, are you staying, when you do that, are you staying a prerequisite 6 feet?
Well, I haven't done anything like that for 7 years, so I'm just putting bugs in my wife's ear saying when Corona's over with, let's get these knots tied in these bed posts. Yeah.
Yes, you understand?
Well, I'm pretty sure if you got it, she got it though, right?
I mean, I don't know.
Hey, well, if you see the way he shrugged his shoulders just now, I was like, this nigga just did not care if his wife had coronavirus.
If my wife had coronavirus, who's going to teach the kids? So, who's going to feed the kids? Like, the kids go starve.
Yo,
I don't know what to do with my wife. Bro,
every person, because not just women, every person I personally know that actually has to teach their kids from home now, all they've done is complain about that shit.
No, yes. I'm complaining.
True play at my house. They complain about me because I wake them up at 8 o'clock. And by 8:30, we all doing work. So I have a 12-year-old. No, I have a 13-year-old, 11-year-old. Eight-year-old and a 5-year-old, and we all make sure we get all work done. Like, by 10 o'clock, everybody's done with their work.
Yeah, that's a good question, because you and your wife are both professionals, right? So how does that even work?
So my wife, so when it comes to certain things, my wife is good at almost everything with the kids, but certain things I'm better at. Yeah. Like, I can multitask, do my job, and teach the kids. Mm-hmm. So I usually take care of that in the morning. And then in the evenings, if there's anything left over with, she'll take care of it. But that's how we handle it.
So it's not like a set structure, just that you get it when you fit in.
Nah, the set structure is I do it in the morning. Like, most of the time, by 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning, we're done.
Okay. I guess your job is understanding the situation, so they'll be like, okay, come in when you come in.
Hell no. If I don't get my shit done in my job, shit get fucked up. Like, I'm a very high priority type of person. And
yeah, given what
that,
you do.
Yeah, that has to be done, but I can do what I can do and then take 5 minutes and give them directions on what to do next.
Okay.
So.
Right. So tell me this, Marsh. Like, what is what's the end game as far as your career is concerned? Like, how far are you trying to go with this?
Ultimately, I want to become a nurse practitioner, open up my own practice.
Listen, nurse practitioners. So? Okay. I worked at a car dealership, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a chain deal. It's not like one of those like, you know, Joe Blow Toyota. It's like an actual chain dealership, and we did our own underwriting. And a nurse practitioner came in, right?
Yeah.
When I did her income, like, I was so shocked by the amount of money she made that I had to go ask the manager to check my work, thinking I had fucked up. Oh, messed up. I'm sorry. I messed up. And the manager was like, "Nah, you right. You said she's a nurse." I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Well, what kind of nurse is she?" I was like, "Well, she said nurse practitioner." He was like, "No, that's right. Goddamn it. She makes that much. She makes that much money."
Yeah. it's not a game. That's why I said how they got a few kids. I'm done. I have the child I have, and it's a wrap. Because like I want all that money.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like a nurse practitioner, that's like one step below doctor, right? Like, I think there's one thing you guys can't do that a doctor can. I can't remember what it was though.
Shoot, be done. I know for a fact we don't have to carry the same level of malpractice insurance as them, even though as a nurse, I carry it anyway.
Right.
Just in case, because I got to protect any other investments I have outside of my nursing career.
Right.
But we have the same prescription writing power.
So you can't prescribe. So I guess it's like you can't diagnose people, right?
We can't diagnose, no.
Yeah, and it was one of the two. You either couldn't prescribe or diagnose.
Yeah, you have to kind of run certain things by a doctor before you're able to, you know, go forward, but we treat them, give stitches, or a nurse practitioner can treat them, give stitches, do a lot of stuff that a regular nurse just can't do.
You know what I remember most about that sale, though? I did actually get the sale off of her. Two things. I remember she bought the Lexus that I wanted to buy, but I just didn't because I got gun-shy with the insurance.
Oof.
Now, mind you, I'm not rolling in it. Well, I was making more money back then, but because I had employee benefits, I could have bought the Lexus for what they bought it for.
Oh.
The second thing was how much her husband messed up, because she had actually remarried her husband. Like, they got divorced and got married again. And
yeah.
Apparently, it was that day was their anniversary, and she was buying a car as a gift, anniversary gift to herself. And she was like, her husband, it was their first anniversary of their second marriage to each other. And she suspected that her husband had messed up and forgot about it.
Yeah.
And she called him to check the car out. And I was remembered the whole time I was just hoping that he wouldn't come. Not to mess my sale up, just to not fuck up his marriage the second time. And when he came through, and I'm like, bro, mention the goddamn anniversary or something. He did not mention the anniversary the entire time. And I like to think that with a bit of luck, they were divorced again.
I wouldn't have married him again the second time. If I divorced you once, why I need to marry you again?
She's white.
Yeah, they both.
That don't make sense.
Okay, yeah, that is white.
Unless there's a plot.
No, he's kind of. No, I'll go holiday with this. Usually I don't, but I'll go holiday with this one. That is a white thing to do. Because, listen, if you just touch the meat once and I don't like you after that, you're never touching it again.
Exactly.
You know, not even married. I recently saw a chick that I was chasing after, and I decided I want to chase after her again because I forgot why I stopped chasing after her. And when I started chasing after her, I immediately remembered why I stopped and said, I'm not doing that shit again.
It is. That's just playing yourself, man. Yeah. Never backtrack. Always go forward.
Press the DJ Khaled button when you need it. You played yourself.
Yeah.
Played yourself big time, man.
I was like, yeah. I was like, why would you go back to the well? The well's already been poisoned.
And then you realize how annoying they are immediately. I tried it once, never again.
Right. I ain't never went back. I'm wanting to go back, but I ain't never went back.
All right. So as a nurse, practitioner, so you'd be able to have your own practice and everything like a doctor would.
Yes, yeah. I actually know a nurse practitioner that has her own clinic now.
So I'd be like, hey, listen, man, my sciatic nerve hurts. I'm gonna go see Nurse Marsh, and I'll be able to go see you, right?
Absolutely.
I'm going to hold you to that now because my sciatic nerve be fucking up sometimes.
Well, listen, you got a couple of years so I get there, but I hope you can hold up to then.
What is a sciatic nerve, by the way?
So question about that. Like, from where you are at now, from 2018, which is when you first became a licensed nurse, in the normal path to become a nurse practitioner, how long does it take?
It depends because they have programs where you can actually bridge from what I went through was an ADN program. So you can bridge from an associate's degree to a master's through an 18-month program that I recently found. Or you can go the direction of going to get your bachelor's, which is going to take approximately another 12 months. Just depends on what program you get into. And then you go on to do, I want to say, your 2 years in order to get your NP or your nurse practitioner and everything. So it could be anywhere from 18 months to 4 years. And some people work slow, but I'm one of those people, when I dive in, I dive all the way in.
That's how my wife say I do. I dive all the way in.
Why'd you set him up, Mark? Why did you do that? You know the dude longer than I've known him.
And it's so crazy because I do that all the time. And I'm trying to fight all that. But trying to be professional.
Fuck is diabolical with it, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm professional.
I'm turn something sexual so quick. Like, I flip it so quick. It goes real left, real fast.
Hey, by the way, he mentioned where you were from. Do you know Pat?
Sir? Wait, what'd you say?
Do you know Pat?
He asked if you know Pat Wise.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
I know of him. Not so much know him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's all in our circle? Pat Wise, Maurice Simpkins. Is Maurice in your circle, too?
I think I may have heard that name, but I think I've met him.
Oh, so he ain't in your circle. Cool. All right.
I know Bug.
Yeah, Junebug. I don't think she know Junebug.
No, I don't. I'd have to see his face.
She know Joe Strowman.
Yeah.
I know AJ. I met AJ.
Okay.
And how much he loves Ice Cube.
anyway.
This is worse rappers alike, though. So, hey. And like he said, he loves Miracle. From Atlanta, or Rikichi. You remember Rikichi?
No.
That song, Chicken on the Run?
Mm-mm, I don't know it.
I would sing it, but that shit would sound terrible. All right. So, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a little break, and we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty, and pretty much Marsha's going to help us out with this coronavirus.
By help us out, he don't mean give it to us. She's not about to give it to us.
That's the opposite of help.
Not at all.
Hey y'all, this is Kelly.
And this is Amy.
And this is our podcast, In Your Shoes, recording out of Lynx Recording Studios in Somerville, South Carolina.
Need advice on love, parenting, money, success, or anything else life has thrown your way? We are your girls.
You ask, we tell, and we give it to you straight.
Visit our Facebook page, In Your Shoes, the podcast, to ask your questions. If you want to remain anonymous, submit your questions in Messenger.
Find us on iTunes, at Distraction Network, or any place you can download your podcast for free.
That's In Your Shoes, the podcast.
INYO parentheses UR parentheses dash the podcast on Facebook and Messenger.
I forgot the word shoes.
All right, and we're back with Marsh, Nurse Marsh, super duper Nurse Marsh. She's going to heal all our sicknesses for us. No, there's a sickness that I've noticed on the way up here. Even with the coronavirus going around, that new Krispy Kreme's down the street is doing no less business.
I'm telling you, man. That Krispy line, Kreme, I'm doing it.
I'm like, bruh, people out here dying.
Listen, some things is worth risking at all. I might stop by a Krispy Kreme. I ain't lying.
I mean, listen, I mean, I did pick up, you know, a couple dozen glaze, but all I'm saying is there's a virus out there. That line should not be that long.
It really shouldn't, but this is South. We hard-headed.
I guess so.
I mean, we don't care.
And the crazy thing is, like, the people who are most susceptible to this virus are the ones that keep violating all the health instructions.
Oh, goodness. Don't get me started on that. That's like in my, it's crazy.
Like, in my other life, you get old people who just, like, you'd be like, okay, for health concerns, we're asking that you maintain the distance of 6 feet, and they be, like, up on you.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
and coughing, too.
Yeah. I'm like, ma'am, I'm trying to keep you alive.
Like, listen, I'm not trying to save them if they're not trying to save themselves unless they're in the hospital.
I get that. I'm just saying, like, if I get this virus, I sneeze for a couple of days and I'm good. Like, you know.
So, a friend of a friend is in the hospital in critical condition right now. 28 years old, works out all the time, drinks a whole ass load of water, and is fighting for his life right now.
So, I would make a joke, but he's a friend of a friend.
Yeah, I don't joke. Yeah. Make your joke.
No, hell no. That's effed up. Okay. All right, so okay, that was a little that's a little drink, I think, for you. What the fuck was that?
scared me for a second. I jumped.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I guess coronavirus got you hearing shit now.
Hey.
Apparently, let's get into the questions then, because apparently, that's a new symptom. That it for a short time, I think they said that it takes away your sense of taste.
Yeah, sense of taste, sense of smell.
So, are there any other new symptoms that we should be on the lookout for? Because for us, for like the regular person, we get information, but information sometimes is very vague.
Well, you know, it's not so much new symptoms, because they pretty much, the major things you need to know are out there. But then there's like, I think certain symptoms are underreported.
Right. Such as?
Like, for example, they're telling you look out for a dry cough. But there are some people that are having a productive cough when they're producing sputum or, you know, phlegm.
Okay, so touch on that again. The difference between a productive cough.
That's what she said.
Oh, well, a dry cough.
I'm about to throw the Rubik's Cube at you, bro. A productive cough versus a dry cough.
A productive cough, 9 times out of 10, is going to sound wet. You're going to cough up some sputum.
Stop right now. Hold on. Stop. I saw him moving. So what you said, wet.
Huh?
No, because Holiday about to say something that's now real fresh. And I caught him before he said it.
Sound like mac and cheese. No.
God damn it. Not you too, man. Listen, man. We're trying to save lives here, man.
But it does. It's like you can tell. It's like when you're coughing something up.
Okay.
A dry cough, you aren't going to produce anything. It's going to sound, I'll say, similar to a smoker's cough. You know, more like, and there's nothing that's going to come up with it.
All right, so basically, if you hacking, you may have it.
No, that doesn't mean you have it.
No, I'm saying, well, you should probably be concerned, what I'm trying to say.
Not necessarily, because there's what I've come to call them the big three. So it's the dry cough, fever, and difficulty breathing.
Okay.
Those are the main things that is going to really stand out to your healthcare provider at the top.
Say that one more time for those in the back.
A fever,
fever,
a dry cough, and difficulty breathing.
Okay. Okay, so
then,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Those are the main things that is going to kind of pique their interest and say, okay, maybe we're dealing, especially a fever, maybe we're dealing with, that Rona.
Right. So basically, that's the difference between I may have it and allergy season. Right.
Yeah, because allergies, you're not going to have a fever. with allergies.
Okay.
You know? All right.
All right, so the next question I have.
Is that when y'all turn around, ding a bell, and like be like, they got corona. All right.
I'm not going to lie. In the back of my mind, that's what I think. It's like, hey.
I swear to God, Holiday, I'm going to see you in hell one day.
But that's just the way that when I have had to go outside and I've heard somebody coughing, I'm looking at them like, you got the wrong. Okay. Because now you have to understand, I'm constantly paranoid just based off of what I do.
I'm glad y'all so cavalier
really
with
know.
It. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Because when somebody cough around me, especially I'm in public, man, I stare a hole through them. Like, if you don't get your ass away from me.
I came so close to being ready to swing on a girl today that I was like, just don't do it, Mark. Do it.
I was in the store today, in the line, and this dude just walked up on me. And, like, you know, usually in Walmart, people don't have a sense of personal space anyway in the line. But right. I'm thinking, again, I guess this is naive of me to think so. I'm thinking people are going to adjust because, like I said before we started recording with Holiday, if the government is more or less starting to shut down, you think the individual will shut down. But these people still walking up on you like they know you in public, breathing on you. And then when you move, they move. Like, yes. But you don't even know me like that, man.
Or when I look at you to give you the hint that you need to back up, don't look back at me, just back up.
Yeah.
You know, but they act like they don't know. So.
All right, so speaking
I'm going to tell you how highly favored I am by God. So, I was cleaning up the studio earlier, desanitizing it after the last people that recorded, and found out that I have face mask.
Oh.
Yeah, I got face mask.
Okay, that's going to take me to the next question then.
All right, go.
Which is, if you can't find protective equipment like masks, or don't want to shorten the supply because you're considerate like me, what are some alternatives?
Truth be told, stay that ass home. That's the way I feel about it. Like, there's reasons they have that rule there. That would be the first thing I tell anybody.
Right.
Because you won't need a face mask if you're in your house.
Okay.
But there are alternatives. Like, I see where there are people making masks.
Right, I saw a picture of some, like, this older couple, they had, like, maxi pads on their face.
Well, pads, no, they were going to kill themselves.
Well, it was, okay? It was the version that had the wings, though. That didn't help any?
Yeah, definitely going to die. Okay. I saw that picture, too, and I'm like, y'all got the sticky side to your face?
Listen, man, I thought the wings would help, man. Heavy bleeders, you know?
No, man, look, they dying.
Okay, so the wings ain't gonna help.
Wings ain't gonna do nothing for them.
What about a bandana?
A bandana, honestly, if you were to layer it, it's better than nothing.
Okay, so
the masks that we and the medical profession would rather have are the N95 masks, just because of the way they're made. They're actually made to protect you more against the respiratory droplets and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But if you're a regular person out here and you want to help preserve masks for us, then you took a bandana, you're going to preserve those masks. Or we going to come take them. Nah, but a bandana, I've honestly, with my child, what I did was I took a bandana, I wet a rag.
Yeah.
And I actually layered it between the bandana and tied it to him whenever I had to take him out. And I didn't even take him out the car, but still, right. I don't know if the it could be in the air.
Was it a Gucci bandana?
No, of course not. I'm doing it big, not that big. Mama trying to buy a house. But
that $1,200 bandana ain't going to save you for nothing.
Exactly. And things be thin. They be making it out of the good material.
So, next question. Where are places that, because a lot of people are confused about this. Where are places that you can go to get tested? Because apparently it's not just hospitals. And how long is the turnaround process if I ask to get tested?
That's the thing. People seem to think you could just walk into a place and, hey, I want to get tested for that Rona. No, it doesn't work like that.
We
don't have enough
tests. Test you for AIDS.
Yeah, we don't have enough. And a lot of people need to get tested for that because they out here in the Rona and don't know they have the virus.
Hey,
HIV virus.
Speaking of which, I saw a funny meme today. The meme said, this dude survived all those years of having sex without a condom just to die from a cold. that was kind of funny. But you were saying?
But yeah, you can't just walk into a place and demand a test. It's done on a case-by-case basis because of the shortage.
Okay.
Like, you can pretty much, if you needed to go to your doctor, then you go to your doctor and give them your symptoms, and they're going to use their discretion based on your signs and symptoms as well as the severity of your illness. Like, that fever, that cough, the difficulty breathing. They're going to take that into consideration.
Okay.
They're going to take into consideration your job. Like, if I was to go into a place which naturally I just go downstairs, but if I had to go into a place and I'm required a test, they're definitely going to test me.
Okay.
Because I'm in contact with the public.
So you're So go ahead. Basically, if you're more at risk, then they'll say, hey, okay, let's go test you.
Yeah, because I'm more at risk. Somebody with underlying conditions like diabetes, if they have diabetes and they're showing no signs and symptoms of having COVID-19, then they may be more likely to get a test.
Okay, so underlying issues. So that's the next question then. All right, what are the specific underlying issues? Because, again, as somebody who gets reports from the news or what have you, I always hear if you have underlying respiratory issues already. But what are the specific issues? Like you said, diabetes, if you have diabetes, they'll probably test you. I didn't even know that. So, like, for example, I asked you earlier, is someone who has asthma worse than being a smoker or something like that?
It depends, because you have people who have asthma where it's severe and they have to use their rescue inhaler on a regular. And then you have people who have controlled asthma. So a person with controlled asthma in comparison to a smoker, you know, a person with controlled asthma might be better off if that other person has been smoking for 25 years, you know?
Right.
So
for example, like my father and my mother actually, but they're both heavy smokers. My father's basically he's a chain smoker. Like, I literally watch this man finish one cigarette and start and puff another one. I've been basically not going to their home because I'm out of concern, because, you know, he has health issues not relating to his lungs. He survived a heart attack 11 years ago. So basically I am right to stay away from him, right? He's over 50. He's a heavy smoker. Is that right?
Yes, with him having underlying health condition, yeah. Okay. Heart attack, that's another one of those underlying issues that we try to say, listen, you need to stay in the house. Chronic kidney disease is another one. Liver disease, because all you have to think, a lot of these things are comorbidities, as we call them. So a person who has diabetes is usually going to have heart disease of some form.
Okay, kidney.
Kidney disease of some form.
Now, kidneys, you just touched the nerve just now, because kidneys, Mike, they've never called it kidney disease, but doctors have always said I got weird kidneys. Mm-hmm. So if they never said the word disease, I'm okay, right?
They never said the word Z?
Disease. Like, I remember one time in football in high school, they kept me out of practice for a week, and they said they found too much protein in my urine, like more than somebody who's been working out should have.
Uh-huh.
That nigga was on steroids.
I was just a shit. I was a shit, bro. I was like, look at the best center in Charleston County, 2004. Okay? Hey, watch your mouth. but they kept me out for a week to just say, hey, just pee into this little thing that they gave. And then they tested it and they said, no, you're all right. And then another time I was a little older, they said they found drops, like little small droplets of blood in my urine. And at that point I had insurance. So I guess I would assume they just run a test to get that money. But they said, no, there's nothing wrong with your kidneys. They're like, you're not going to die or anything like that. Your kidneys is just a little weird. So I should be okay, right?
You should be okay, absolutely. If it's not a chronic issue, yeah, like a serious chronic issue, then you should be fine.
Okay.
You so, know.
All right, well, thank you. And on that note, we're going to take a break so I can go pray to Jesus.
So do you be on that chronic?
Chronic, who, me?
Oh, not you.
No, I'm about to say, not at all. Never.
And, no, and I'm going to go thank Jesus, so we're going to take a break. So we'll be right back.
Freestyle Friday.
Yeah.
All right, and then, right, so in there, I said, let me get a raspberry glaze, and that's when the bitch punched me in the chest. And I was like, oh, shit, all right, old lady.
You should have put your nose in it. Putting the nose in it always satisfies the customer service agent.
See, this nigga, I see. I'm just talking about getting to a fist fight with an old lady for a donut, and he took it somewhere else.
Somebody posted this this meme in Instagram, and it was like a woman teaching men how to eat pussy, right?
Right.
And it was like the dingling thing. I'm just gonna call it the dingling thing. The dingling thing in a vagina, the part that you're supposed to be boxing with your tongue.
Yeah,
the clitoris.
The clitoris.
Yeah, and the woman was like, yeah. Forget about everything else and just concentrate on that, blah blah blah. And I was like, yo, so
sound advice.
Sometimes can we dip our tongue down the end of the vagina just when the nut comes, just to get the fresh nut? And then
when the
nut comes out, like, you want to catch that on your tongue while it's fresh. Like, can we go down it? And then she was like, so I'm gonna have to redo this whole video.
Bro, she was dealing with the ultimate freak.
I messed the whole meme up.
Yeah, she was tripping.
Yeah, because they be,
there's more to it.
Yeah, when I be saying stuff like that, I was like, man, they don't, I'm a man, and I know more than that. You can do more. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ain't
so
y'all supposed
more.
To be doing an interview, man?
We were.
Y'all need to get professional, man. Y'all be letting me talk all this shit.
I was listening to you tell us how to catch other diseases.
You understand? I'm trying to
understand. I was like, well.
The only licking I professionally do now is to my wife. So.
This nigga said.
Uh-huh. And as you should.
Leave this nigga alone.
It's that fresh, though.
We're going to move right along.
It still be kind of warm.
We're going to move right along.
Because you want to catch it before it get cold.
Because I actually did forget a question. From the last go around. This is a quick question, though. But what are the reasons that people give for not being more careful? Like, people who come in and they have it and they clearly didn't listen. Like, any hoaxes that might be out there? Like, you know, when they said black people can't get it and then the entire NBA apparently got it?
Yeah. I've heard so many things. But the biggest thing, I've heard that there was a comet coming and that's the reason why this shit, or they created the coronavirus, but really, it's not a real virus. And it's like, how? Okay, they created a virus that's not a real virus because a comet is coming? Yeah. You don't sit your ass down.
I heard, I was watching a YouTube video. Apparently, Carrie Hilson thinks that 5G technology is causing the coronavirus.
I've heard that, too.
The only one I heard that makes sense to me is maybe global warming. It's allowing it to mutate differently because
I thought heat is supposed to actually kill the viruses.
Think about it.
Heat does kill it once it gets to a certain level, but shoot.
But they have also found that a lot of bacteria that's frozen off, been frozen in the Arctic, has been
floating down.
Yeah, they've been coming down and the water's been released.
But that's bacteria, though, not a virus.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's bacteria that they found, they probably will be finding viruses and all that stuff too. But yeah, so that's the only thing I could think of that would make sense. But other than that, I'm just saying,
you know,
that things happen.
I've heard about it being population control in a sense that, you know, a lot of people that die are older people.
Yeah, that hopefully they're older white American males that wear a lot of red hats.
Absolutely, you know, I hate to say it like that because, yeah, that's why I don't speak on certain things, like where I work. Because, yeah, we can do without them.
What about Kanye?
He can go, too. We traded him a long time ago.
Yeah, he's a white American male.
Because he just reiterated, he reiterated that shit.
Yeah, he got traded quite some time ago.
I wonder how Kim feels about this. But him.
Her opinion is irrelevant.
This is what I say about women that's married to a man. Like... So you got to understand the nations of gods and the earth to understand what I'm saying, but they nurture these attitudes, and most of the time, a man is the way he is because the woman that he chose to be a life partner with allows that to happen. Hmm. So
it's kinda like how
he's acting like that, she's married to him, then she supports it.
Kind of like how it's usually a woman that brings a man to the church.
Like,
if you notice that, he's looking like he's confused by it, but most cats I've seen that go back to the church or go to the church in the first place, it's always a woman that takes them there.
And those women, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah. But
there's a lot with the church that's propaganda.
But you know what, though? This has taught me. It's taught me two things. One thing I mentioned all of the earlier, but it's also taught me how dumb people are.
Yeah.
Because... I can see a cell phone like
you
data.
Shouldn't call him dumb.
That's not wrong. Dumb, but ignorant.
Stupid as hell.
Ignorant.
I mean, you could say stupid as hell.
I'll say ignorant. Okay, ignorant's not really an insult. Ignorant just means you don't know. So I take that. I walk back dumb, but say ignorant. Because I can see if you made a claim that data frequency gave you cancer, because maybe the frequency stimulates the cell growth. And that's all cancer really is, out of control cell growth, right?
Absolutely.
Right, but why would a data frequency put a virus inside your body? The virus may not be alive, but it's still a biological thing. So how the hell would a foreign object just be placed into your body by a data object? Unless you're about to tell me the Star Trek transporters are working through 5G now.
It's just not. It's just not. That's why I say, you know, it does bring out the abundance of stupid.
Yeah.
Because I'll say it. People are stupid.
Yeah. I mean, apparently people weren't washing their hands for, like, the last ever.
And are complaining about having to do it now.
Yeah. You know, I would say there's still one good thing about this whole situation of washing hands. I've always been an avid hand washer. Like, if you catch me throughout the day, because I have my skin, I can't use, like, a lot of fancy lotions. So I can't really lotion up throughout the day after I wash and sanitize my hands. So if you catch me at like 1:30, my hands will be ashy as all hell, and I don't care because my hands are clean.
Absolutely.
Everyone buying up all the Dial and what have you has made me go to like more expensive soaps, and I'm not going back. These soaps smell good as hell. Right now I'm using a coconut vanilla blend, and it smells phenomenal.
Shoot.
Well, you should be buying your soaps and lotions and all that shit from my wife. Scentsy, baby. Scentsy.
And that is what you call vertical integration.
Yeah, shameless plugs.
Yes, I was about to say it was so shameless, but it has me interested.
It's synergy, okay?
Oh, yeah, hit me up later. I'll get you a catalog. Well, I'll get you a login where you can go look at the stuff.
Okay,
does she have a coconut vanilla blend?
I think she does.
Okay. Is it the foaming kind, or is it the kind of hazy hands?
So you're going to have to look on that page, because she has so many different scents and so many different products with those scents. So.
Okay. And what is the name of her business, for those who don't know?
Scentsy. S-C-E-N-T-S-Y. Scentsy. And then her page is like Scents by Kells or some shit like that. But I don't know. I'll leave that. I get y'all both that link.
Okay.
That was me trying to do like the little whisper thing in the background, like Scatel.
Hey, how you doing, little mama?
Wait
till you see my.
So, a question for you, though, because we don't really hear a lot about the people who are actually trying to help, and I want to. Maybe we can't put a face on it, but we definitely hear your voice, so we want to put a voice to it. So tell us, pretty much, how is this affecting healthcare professionals day to day?
honestly, one of the biggest things I can say is we're scared. You know, there's a lot of us. It's the best thing I can liken it to is like, I know what I signed up for.
Right.
But it doesn't take away the fact that I'm scared for myself. I'm scared for anybody that I come in contact with after leaving that hospital.
Right.
You know, we're emotionally drained. Because I've had to sit there and I've held people's hands while they died.
Mm.
And nothing is as emotionally draining as the thought process that this person might die alone because, no, they can't have visitors. You know, some places they've locked them down to the point they can't have visitors. Or even the people who aren't there necessarily for the runga.
Right.
You know, their families aren't able to come visit them. So you see a lot of, especially in the elderly population, some of that is what keeps them going, is to be able to see their families, to, you know, have contact with the outside world.
Right.
I
was going to mention this at the end, but it's like a good moment to mention it. Make sure that if you got elderly people, especially people who have already been quarantined, reach out to them. Definitely don't visit them, but you know, phone call if you can. If it's possible, FaceTime. Just let them know that you're there and you're riding with them.
Right.
Oh, and before I forget, I may have been joking about killing all white American males that wear red hats.
Yeah. Absolutely was joking
I was maybe joking about that.
I'm glad he said that because he likes coming on my damn podcast and saying stuff like that.
Yeah, and I was definitely joking.
Like, bro, like,
yeah, so we have a definitely joking and then a maybe joking, possibly. I was possibly joking
about that. And I
didn't
say shit to
that.
Begin with, so, huh.
All right, keep going with your question.
Yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off, though. That had to be said, though.
Look, yeah.
But you were saying, like, older people, right?
Yeah, with them, like, I've seen a lot of depression. Mm. Where there were people that went in there that were able to see their families. They can't. So now you're seeing depression, and the mental plays such a huge role in the physical.
Right.
So now me in the position I'm in, I'm taking on the role of being the closest thing they have to family as well as their caregiver. So I find that I have to try and find a way to separate myself, but still be present.
Right.
So I think that's one of the biggest things. And then to sit here and see where people are being non-compliant to some of the social distancing, some of the things that's making this problem worse, you have frustration, but mostly just fear.
Right.
It's a lot of fear that's involved in what's going on overall.
Right. I was going to wait again at the end to say this, but I'll say it right now, and then thank you for all your help then.
You're welcome. You're definitely welcome.
So, speaking about the emotional aspect of it, my question is, how do you think the situation has been handled in general as somebody who's dealing with it directly?
It's been grossly mishandled from day one.
Okay.
That's the way I feel about it, honestly.
And that's all we're going to have you say on that because you want to keep your job.
Yeah.
Now, she's not saying that when
she... Is it safe to say that for the people that know me and know what I've been saying... that's about the way that you think it goes?
Absolutely.
All right, so I was going to put
it on. I agree
with
you 100%.
Yeah.
And we also want to reiterate that she doesn't think where she works has mishandled it. She's talking about overall.
Overall, it's been mishandled. We're in the front lines, and we're doing all that we can do
and I'm sure where
with
she
what
works
we're given.
And I'm sure where she works is the best place ever, right, Marsh?
Absolutely, it's a wonderful place.
Okay.
I love working there. I'd like to stay working there for possibly the next 20 years.
That's right. if y'all hear that, she loves it there.
Yeah.
So don't try coming at the Marsh, okay? And don't come at me either. I keep my life tight.
Exactly. Right.
I got receipts for everything.
You know what else is tight?
We're gonna move along. all right. So I don't know if we test on it in the course of the interview so far, but. I know we got social distancing, keeping yourself clean. What else? What are things that we may not have heard about that we can do to help make your job easier?
Keep your ass at home.
I was about to say that is the biggest thing.
That's gonna be the moral of the story.
I will reiterate that time and time again. Stay home. I saw people outside playing volleyball. That's not what we need to do.
I saw a tweet from it was both from Live 5 and I think the Post and Courier. People trying to go to Edisto Beach. And the people outside protesting that.
They reopened Folly Beach yesterday.
I saw a video of kids, I think in Miami, wherever the hell they were from. They were playing this game where they were basically drinking like liquor or whatever, about to crack each other's asses.
Oh, that was nasty. Like, they should die anyway.
Yo, bro. But isn't it? Bro, listen. But like, this whole, like, this situation shows me that Thanos was right. And the Avengers ain't been shit for taking that man down like that.
Well, a lot of people will agree that the Earth, like, they have the Georgia Stones. You ever heard of the Georgia Stones?
No.
So the Georgia Stones is northeast of Atlanta. You ride up northeast of Atlanta a while, you get to a small town, and inside that small town, they have the Georgia Stones. The Georgia Stones, it's a set of rules that the Earth, basically, it's a set of rules that set, like, the 2000 version of the Ten Commandments. But it was made in, like, the 1900s. But it gives the guidelines on what the world should go by if the world was to come to an end, like, how to keep the population, how to treat the Earth. And it's written in, like, multiple languages. I want to say three different languages, but it's probably more. But, yeah, that's what everybody says. Like, this population right now needs to be cut in half, first of all. And we need to make sure we take care of each other.
I'm about to say,
Sorry about that. I was drinking a soda, and I was trying not to burp.
stuck on which half of the population needs to go.
I'm on a damn cough. You know what I'm on right now.
Oh, yeah. That cough was me trying to keep myself from burping. I was drinking a Pepsi just now. But the population that needs to go, well, you know, me myself personally, I think a certain population should go. But I have no preference on what it is. I just know that. As far as the men and people that we got on this earth right now, earth is not built for it. So,
yeah, it's going to start fighting. I just want to stick around.
I don't know about
that. Stick around, too. I want to stick around, and I want to.
Like, I want to be as long as I don't go, you know, I'm okay with that.
All I'm saying, I don't know about all that, the Georgia Stones thing, but all I'm saying is some of these dumbasses out here, just from the fact that you taking your life for. Is it forsaken the word I want to use? Basically, you're just playing with your life like that.
So I'm going to say, like I said on the podcast earlier, there was a podcast that was done earlier today here at Lynx Recording Studios.
And some of us South Carolina.
And some of it is South Carolina.
Not to get a Charleston.
It's the reason why I have a studio and in Charleston. Like, we want a studio. anyway, so what I said then was,
let that slide.
We need people like this. Like, you need people to butt back at the system. That teaches you two things, right? So with people that butt back at the system, it keeps the oppressors off. Like, so in case in point, they open up the beaches down here again. It might not have been a smart thing to do. It's very much not a smart thing to do. But it's because people will butt them back at the system. They needed to satisfy those people. And then the second part is, you need them dumbasses to die off some too, so that everybody else will learn from that.
But here's the thing with dumbasses.
Yeah, so
dumbasses usually drag smart people down with them.
They do.
We're about to see natural selection in its purest form.
I love my life, so I don't want some dumbass that went to the beach to come back and cough on me.
And
next thing you know, you
this,
all
like,
tuned out.
Yeah. As bad as it's been mishandled, China has twice as many people as we have. We passed China with the most cases in the world at 185 on Thursday.
They were
at 81.
Number one, baby.
This morning when I looked at the news, we was at 125, and it said last week this time we was at 25.
Did you see that
100,000 cases in 1 week?
Did you see that Vice? I don't want to mention another podcast or whatever, but did you see that video on YouTube with Vice when they were talking about the area that the virus came from and just how they roll over there?
Yeah, so I don't look at a lot of stuff on YouTube anymore. And that's because anybody could put something on YouTube and make it seem legible.
This is some professional shit here.
So I always check the links, and then for the coronavirus period, I only look at what this person that is very high up in the hospital industry that I can't speak of, like truly fully speak of. He said that all the information is on CDC.
That's usually where I go.
Yeah, only that get it from the CDC.
And I understand, like, one of the reasons, going back to the question of why people aren't taking it seriously enough, is because we have a huge lack of trust for our government. But when you're dealing with the CDC, you're dealing with science. You're dealing with scientists. And
the CDC,
for the most part, a scientist is seeking truth.
Right.
They aren't seeking profit. Don't say it. But, you know, anybody that's government affiliated, I am more skeptical to look at them, like if they are an advisor or something like that. Of somebody that has a political position, you kind of.
But CDC, are they government affiliated, or is that like a civilian organization?
They are .gov. However, like I said, they're a team of scientists. Right. Scientists seek the truth.
Right.
You know, they don't seek to necessarily gain off of what it is that they're learning.
Right.
Not as much as some of these private organizations are doing.
What I do is I use my I won't call it problem solving skills. I like to put my detective hat on. Usually, simplest solution is usually the correct one. But other than that, I try to at least corroborate things. So, like, if let's say a government official or some type of nefarious news site reports something, I try to find it in other places to make sure I cross reference it. Basically,
absolutely.
That's why I think. When people talk about quote unquote fake news, that lets you know right now people don't do their own research. They just listen to what they're told, and then they run from there. And that's why the fake news thing took hold, if you ask me.
Most definitely.
All you got to do is make something sound cute.
Yeah, use the right kind of big words, and you sound real smart. You sound like you're knowledgeable on what's going on, but.
Right. So, of course,
a lot of times that's not the case.
Because you probably are answering a lot of things like with previous questions, but what is something that people don't know that you want them to know?
Is it that the coronavirus also affects erectile dysfunction?
I hope it doesn't, because I have plans after this Rona is gone and this social distancing thing is done with.
You gotta go catch
up. I have
up.
Plans. Okay, they got us doing overtime.
I know you got the energy, nigga. So
yes. So I really hope it doesn't affect that. But
you go over his house and look over in the corner. You see 17 bottles of empty baby oil.
Listen, I had an opportunity. I'm so scared of this runner right now. I had a wonderful opportunity and turned that down because I was like, look, I don't know if you got the runner. And yeah, I'm a social distance myself from you.
Wait, I'm worried. I got a condom. Motherfucker, runner don't care about that.
Okay, the runner don't spread like that. You understand? But.
Runner don't care nothing about your condom, bro.
You need to wear a bandana and a gas mask.
That's HIV punk ass. He can stop by latex.
Exactly. But one of the things I would say is just the fact that, listen, the healthcare industry is fucking cutthroat, okay?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. but I have to be 100.
Yeah.
And be 100 with the state of everybody's health in this country. With the state of the fact that a lot of people cannot afford to go to the doctor. So
right. It's
going to affect people, and it's going to kill people that aren't fitting into that category of being 65 or having underlying conditions, simply because a lot of people don't know they have underlying conditions.
Yeah.
Because one, they only go to the doctor when they're absolutely darn near on their deathbed, because we're afraid of the medical bills that come with it.
Right.
Or you have people that are living, have perfectly great jobs, but they're still living check to check, and they can't afford that deductible. I know somebody that put off going to the doctor for a long time that right now, living in the state of the coronavirus, that person is one of those people that would be susceptible to having complications.
Right.
But they put off going to the doctor for 6 months. Thank God they found out before this hit.
Right.
But there's a lot of people that just don't know. How many people go and get tested routinely for HIV? How many people just go and get general health checks?
Right.
So there's going to be a lot of young people that are going to succumb to this, but it's not going to go down as it being COVID-19. It's going to be, oh, you know, they had a heart attack and they died. Or it's going to go down as some other kind of medical cause. Yeah. But, and that's already happening.
Yeah.
Trust and believe, that's already happening.
They had a case where a man in Washington State was found dead in his home. It looks like he suffocated, just plain ass suffocated, like his lungs was filled. Mm-hmm. And they did not test him for COVID-19 or whatever. They didn't test him at all for it, but all the symptoms said that's what he had. Like,
absolutely.
On a personal note, like, my daughter has severe asthma, and she got sick right at the beginning of all this. And so we took her to the doctor, and they saw there was a virus. They ran the test. They sent it off and ran the test. And then it took like 4 days. It came back. They said, hey, so we tested her against all the viruses that we knew, and it tested negative on that. And I was like, okay, cool. They was like, oh, yeah, so we did not test it for coronavirus. I said, so y'all tested her negative for every virus, but not for the coronavirus, because y'all didn't test her at all for that. But it's negative against everything else. It was like, yes. I said, so process of elimination says she has coronavirus. It's like, well, we didn't test for it, so we don't know. I'm like, bitch,
just fucking test for it, bro. Yeah. Right.
So look, my daughter's now is good, but so we got to just wait this out and see. We've been social distancing ourselves, so other than coming to the studio and stuff, and I just keep myself clean.
Yeah, he does. He made me take my shoes off.
Yeah, we have a dirty area in the studio, well, in the house too, but we have a dirty area where everything's decontaminated at, and then we walk into the clean area.
Yeah. And
that's because I got a daughter at home that I got to make sure I won't bring it back to the house.
And you know what? That's how serious I'm taking it, because usually somebody asks me to take my shoes off outside of my house, I cuss their ass right the fuck out. I didn't cuss them out. I was like, you know what? Word.
Yeah. And plus, he's from Charleston. I live in Somerville, so we both know I'm more gangster than him.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
If you've seen Somerville as opposed to Charleston, you know that's not the case.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
Like, the first thing that happens to you in Charleston after you're born is you get shot at.
Okay.
Just to get the fear out of you.
Yeah, that sounds like Yonkers.
Right. Yeah, so.
3 years old hearing gunshots. Not fazed by it. You know what, though? You know what I've been doing, though, while I'm in social distancing?
Did you get through your questions?
I did, actually. She's very good at answering questions before I even ask them.
Okay, good.
Oh, well, that must mean I'm thorough in my own mind.
Yeah, you are. Right? I was like, shit, okay, well, you know, cut some time down, I guess. You know?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. One good thing, though, not good thing, but one thing I'm being productive about during my time social distancing myself and staying the hell home unless I have to go outside, I've been trying to learn Spanish.
Espanol.
Yeah, here's a Spanish sentence for you, all my Spanish listeners out there. Yo quiero la mía, ella gato.
And what is that?
Well, I'm going to let the Spanish listeners know what that means.
Okay, then.
I say that sounds like some cat, though. ain't a gato a damn cat.
Yeah, I heard a gato.
Now, I don't know much about Spanish, but I'm almost sure that means cat.
You know what I've been doing this whole time I've been learning Spanish words? I've been talking dirty.
Yeah.
In front of other people in front of Spanish speakers, just to hear the Spanish speaker laugh and hear the other person be like, what did he say?
Okay. Like, I don't remember much from Spanish, but I grew up in New York. We have a lot of Spanish people.
Now,
I know the basics.
Now, to clear the air now, I wasn't talking to Mars. That's just general Spanish listeners out there.
But
they'll
you just
get
saying
it.
Watch your cat or something?
No.
Okay.
I'll tell you when we get out there. Okay. I'll tell both of you. so we know that. We
all right, so we're getting off the air.
Marsh, tell the people. Well, she can't tell them that because we're trying to keep her incognito, right?
Oh, so Marsh. I'm trying to see. Can't tell the people where to find you. So just say hey to them in your most seductive voice.
Oh, I ain't seductive at all.
That works for me.
Right, Hello, people. Bye.
And you can find me everywhere else. I'm just telling people to start finding me at www.distractionnetwork.com. Follow all the links there.
Right. And you can, as always, you can find me at Mantis Moose for the 7th at Twitter and on Instagram, even though I don't have posted anything.
Sounds
yet.
Like a damn Charleston name.
Listen. Okay. My Spanish speakers, once again.
Tell the people bye.
I want to leave a Spanish speaker with something else, too. All right. Yo tengo grande pollo. No, yo tengo un grande pollo. Peace. From Lynx Recording Studios.
Did you say something about a big chicken?
I was about to say.
This has been Discussions with Friends. From Lynx Recording Studios and stuff. I can't get it out. South Carolina.
All right, so that's it for us here at Lynx Recording Studios in Somerville, South Carolina. Y'all can catch me on Twitter at Manson Moose of the 7th or catch me at www.distractionnetwork.com/discussions. Y'all be good. Peace.